So I have just been handed an advanced copy of Michael Mackey's forthcoming book, You Have 4 Minutes, My Life as an Unlikely Celebrity Interviewer. Move the microphone more when you turn it on.
Okay, I don't appreciate your tone right now. I literally just walked in the door.
Okay.
Okay.
I am looking forward to perusing this.
Peruse away, my friend.
This
is the next to last to last to last, almost possibly final draft before it goes to print.
It has 52 chapters.
Why do you think it has 52 chapters?
Because you've interviewed 50 people.
No, 52.
Because of the B-52s.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Nice.
I mean, look at the foreword. The foreword is the best, is like the thing that I'm most proud of.
Written by Cindy Wilson of the B-52s.
You guys!
You're most proud of the part that you didn't write?
Well, the fact that I got my beloved Cindy Wilson of the B-52s to write the foreword of my book. It does not get any better than that.
It's pretty wild.
You ready for some of the chapter titles, Sam?
Hit me.
The Worst Interview Ever.
Oh, that one's Scott Parks.
How dare you?
Rude.
It is not. Can I say who it is?
Uh-huh.
It's Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, I think we've heard this story before, actually. Ugh,
Tommy Lee Jones, the worst.
He was giving one-word responses.
On a good day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was two words. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm.
Are you wearing J. Crew? Is the title of another chapter. That's apparently your interview with Jimmy Fallon.
At the end of my interview with Jimmy Fallon, he goes, and just complete sidebar, but are you wearing J. Crew? And I was like, I am, literally from top to bottom, head to toe. I go, how did you know that? He goes, I know my J. Crew.
The Dice Man sucketh.
Andrew Dice Clay, yeah. Also,
okay.
Horrific. I think you need to go.
Stroke Buddies. Here's a chapter I really look forward to listening to. The Sober Whisperer. Or reading, not listening to. The Sober Whisperer.
Wait. Stop everything. Guess who just secured the audiobook rights to his audiobook and will be recording my audiobook here.
I did
in October.
You're going to record your own audiobook?
Yes.
You have to audition to record your own audiobook.
It's a whole thing.
Hmm.
What you need to do is you need to go to the very front and see all the celebrities who gave it a book blurb.
Ooh, Radio Gaga, chapter 35.
Uh-huh.
Did you remove chapter 35?
Let's find
out. Before handing it to Scott?
Let's find out.
Because he will go look.
If you removed it, we're not going to be friends today.
It's going to be a long 3 hours.
Did you remove chapter 35 from this book?
His silence
because
screams
it's
yes.
It's in a 3-bind folder. It's not the actual book.
It's
the manuscript. Let's take a gander here.
Typing.
There's
away.
Chapter 37.
Searching.
There's chapter 35. Wait a minute. Are we chapter 36? Did I misread that?
Do.
No, it says Radio Gaga is chapter 35.
Oh,
chapter 35 is still in here, but it's listed as something else. It's listed as Now Quitting Sugar Nearly Killed Me and You.
The chapters are off.
Oh, chapter 35 is actually My Love Language is Pebbling.
Right. You are the next chapter.
36,
right.
The one that happens to be missing
the
from
one
this
that happens
manuscript.
To be missing, yes. Absolutely. I 150% took it out on my way out the door. Why? Because I knew you would want to read it. And you don't get to read it.
Here's what I know.
What do you know?
Number one, it's warm in the studio.
It is warm in the studio.
I told you it was hot.
It's hot, Sam.
It's moist.
It is
moist. And you have my fan, like you had my chair yesterday.
Oh, we need to talk about the chair. I feel like...
And then, so, here's what I haven't really talked about.
Yes.
This has not been my best week.
Why not?
I have not been to the gym once.
Okay.
Because after Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, I've been dealing with trying to reclaim my life.
Okay.
After my computer got hacked.
Have we already talked about that? I heard that Cody came over today. Do we talk about that in the 2 o'clock hour?
No, Cody Akins came over and scrubbed my computer for me this morning.
All right. I want to talk about that in depth.
Then I had to get on the phone with AT&T, and I was on with a very nice young man named Taven.
Taven.
But Taven liked to talk. And so, and he was a very interesting young man. I think he might be listening today from Dallas. And I enjoyed our conversation, but it was an hour long. And all he needed to do was move over to my new checking account from my old checking account. Okay. Sam, by the way, it's hot as hell in here.
It is really. I am getting damp. Moist, Steven.
So we're gonna figure something out here in a minute.
Can we fling that door open?
We're about to.
All right.
But anyway, my week has just sucked. And first I get hacked on Tuesday, literally trying to protect yourself financially and otherwise. And all the calls you have to make, it literally is a full-time job every morning.
It's stressful. It's time consuming. Yeah.
So wait, when you say, and we need to talk about this, we can talk about this at 3:30, but when you say you got hacked, what exactly do you mean? Like your financial institutions got hacked or your computer got hacked?
So he was on his home computer. He was doing show prep.
Show prep.
And
from my house.
Do you remember what you clicked on right before the pop-up started happening?
No, and I asked Cody about that, and he said he couldn't find any evidence that I had done that, but he said you must have clicked on something.
You had to have.
Yeah. I mean, which opened the window for them, or let me rephrase, showed them your address to walk up your front porch and knock on the door, and then you unlocked the door for them.
Yikes.
So all of these pop-ups started popping up saying that he
had been hacked,
being investigated, something.
Pornhub, Microsoft, child pornography.
Here's the phone number.
So I call the number, and I get some woman with a very strong Indian accent who claims her name was Nancy Miller. And
that hussy.
Who's become a verb now. So if anybody screws you over,
you've been Nancy Millered.
They Nancy Millered you.
Oh, I'm sorry you got Nancy Millered.
I did. I got Nancy Millered hard. And it dawned on me after a while, I'm actually on the phone with my own hackers. And I told them to go do certain things to themselves a couple of times.
Yes.
And then I hung up.
Okay.
Then.
But it was not until after.
After what?
You unlocked the door and let them in and said, please, take a look around.
Yeah, take a look around. Look at all you want. Thank God I'm so old school. I don't online bank. I don't buy a lot of stuff off Amazon.
Okay.
When I quote online pay, I actually call the people that I owe money to and I give them my credit card information over the phone. I don't do it over a computer.
Okay.
I'm very old school like that.
That might have saved your butt.
So they never got any money, but I can't I'm a cash only guy right now.
Okay.
Like I went to the grocery store today, got about 40 bones worth of food, and I paid for it in cash.
When Cody came over today at 9 a.m., because Cody called me yesterday saying that he was on his way to see you today, what did he find?
He found two viruses in my computer.
Okay.
He found two.
All right.
And then he scrubbed my computer. He was there for about 50 minutes.
Okay.
And he, very professional, very good. And he said, Scott, you're clean and you're good to go. I'm out.
And that's why Cody Akins from Akins PC will save your butt every time.
He did. But he told me on Tuesday night, he said, turn that computer off and do not turn it on until I get there on Friday. I said, yes, sir.
Okay. Did you know you had been hacked, or were you like worst case, like you lost control of your mouse and everything, or what?
Oh, I had no control of. Well, I did. If all I had done was just turn it off, which it was telling me not. So I'm sitting there doing show prep, and all I hear this big screen flashes up. It looks very professional, Microsoft IT support tech, whatever, and it just says you are in the process of being hacked, and it goes. Do not turn off your computer. You are in the process of being hacked. Immediately call Microsoft tech support. So I did, thinking I was calling Microsoft tech support.
But that was the hack.
It typically says something to the tune of like, turning off your computer will cause irreparable harm to your files or something like that.
Yeah. And I believed it because I'm dumb. And I admit it, I'm dumb. I'm messed up.
You will not make that mistake again.
From the text line, quite the boomer move.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, could have been a lot worse. You got scrubbed today. You're good. You're clean. You're good to go.
Yeah.
So I mean, you got scrubbed like that chapter got scrubbed out of that book.
And then, you know, I spent all week. I had to have my mother pay my USAA bill. And then, what's going on?
You missed my joke.
What did you say?
I said you got scrubbed like that chapter got scrubbed from that book.
No, I was about to bring that up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I had to go over and have my mother pay my USAA bill because I don't have any checks and I don't have a card for another 7 days. So I felt like I was 12. And then you come in with this manuscript. I can't wait to read it. And then you take out the chapter that involves me.
Uh-huh.
That's cold.
100%.
And rude.
Is it?
And somebody stole your chair yesterday. I mean, could it get worse?
What happened with... You have a chair. Is that your chair that you're in right now, or is that a rogue chair?
This is my chair.
Okay. What happened to your chair yesterday? Who took your chair?
When we get back on Dana and Parks.